buddy Bill Buckmaster, along with my friend Bob Dio, Bob engineering and producing our program on the other side of the glass in our, well, still brand new studios. Our 1 week anniversary in the new studio will be tomorrow. So things have gone very well so far. Together, we welcome you to the Buckmaster Show. It is Tuesday, January 22nd, 2019. You're listening to AM 1030, Tucson's voice for trusted local news and talk. We have our worldwide live listening on my website, buckmastershow.com. And of course, 24/7, we have our live feed at kvoi.com. Podcasts. We've got 8 years' worth of programs already archived at buckmastershow.com, available for you anytime. Our live line number is 790-2040. Let's go now on the live line to the town of Oro Valley and the new mayor there. Joe Winfield is with us. Mayor Winfield, how are you?
Hi, Bill. I'm great. And
Mayor Winfield?
All your listeners.
Well, yes. Thank you very much for being with us. You beat out incumbent Satish Hiremath by a very decisive margin last year. The mayor was seeking his third 4-year term. And not only are you in office, but you've got 3 new council members. How is it going? How is this new makeup of your council going in Oro Valley?
Bill, it's going well. Of course, it's been a period of transition. We were sworn in November 7th. Prior to that, after the election, we did have some meetings with town staff to begin that transition. We've had some orientations with various departments. We've been reviewing a variety of documents, as you can probably appreciate. We've got 3 town council meetings now under our belt and a study session on the proposed annexation to the west. So it's been a full schedule for the new council and the returning 3 council members.
For our listeners who really don't follow that closely Oro Valley politics, they probably have heard that the there was so much dissent and the big dust up over the Oro Valley Community Center and golf course. Where is all of that right now, Mayor?
Yeah, that's a good question. So I think that the background of that is that the town purchased 45 holes of golf, a country club, and tennis courts about 4 years ago. And since that purchase, there has been a significant subsidizing of that enterprise at about $2.5 million a year of our sales tax monies. We will have our first study session Monday evening, January 28th, from 6 to 8 p.m. The public is welcome. At that study session, the town staff will essentially be providing an update as to so that all the council members are brought up to speed. You know, kind of the background history of that, where things stand to date, and what the plans were for the immediate future. We are under a contract with HSL that we need to comply with. We also have an agreement with Troon, who manages the golf courses and food and beverage service through December 2019. So those are obligations that we'll need to comply with, but our hope is to reduce that tax, heavy tax subsidization of the golf. Of course, we want to protect the properties that are along the golf courses, and I would hope that eventually we can get the town out of the restaurant business.
We're speaking with the mayor, the new mayor of Oro Valley. His name is Joe Winfield. And you are on AM 1030, KVOI, Tucson's voice for trusted local news and talk. Is this new makeup of the council anti-growth, Mayor Winfield?
No. I know we may have been labeled that, but no. We understand. I've lived in Oro Valley for 23 years, and the one thing that you can count on is that people like myself, when they learn of Oro Valley and have the opportunity to make Oro Valley their home, they want to be here. Our interest is really to follow our general plan, to manage growth, to do our best to comply with the guiding principles that that the residents identified as part of the general plan, and that's our intent. You know, there's a lot of the land is already entitled for in development. There's in the pipeline 7 years if we continue at the same rate of permitting homes, for example. There's 7 years of homes in the pipeline that are already entitled. So growth will continue in Oro Valley, and we're one of our key initiatives is to develop an annexation strategy to really look at it. That annexation is a tool. It's a tool that's been employed in the town since its inception, and Oro Valley is what it is today because of annexing lands. We want to do that in a smart way that's in the best interest of our community.
I understand you work for the Coronado National Forest. Is that correct?
I do, yes.
And are you on furlough, or what is your situation?
Yeah, I'm among the 800,000 federal employees that are on furlough. There are some on the forest that fall in the essential category. I'm one of the, I fall in the non-essential. So I've been called into work a few different times during this furlough, but not on a day-to-day basis like some of my colleagues.
Well, it just seems the whole concept of not paying people just is almost like un-American. I mean, it's been going on, it's been going on now a month. Is the national park there still open?
You know, I can't speak for the National Park Service because Coronado National Forest is separate from
sure.
the National Park Service. It's two different departments. You know, the Forest Service, for all intents and purposes, is open to the public. The challenge that we have is that we have 204 developed recreation sites strewn across southeastern Arizona that can be visited every day. The problem is that we don't have the personnel now to empty the trash, clean the toilets, restock the toilets, and so that's a real challenge for us. We do have some minimal service occurring, but again, those folks aren't being paid that are doing that.
Yeah, I mean that.
So there's no one being paid on the forest.
And I think studies have shown that a lot of Americans live paycheck to paycheck. So now we're into like the second paycheck that federal employees are going to miss. I don't know if the mayor's job is that a paying job for you in Oro Valley?
It does come with a salary.
Uh-huh.
I believe it's around $12,000 a year. Of course, I didn't seek the office of mayor for the salary.
Right.
You know, I've been with the either National Park Service or Forest Service for 35 years. So I'm in a much better position than, say, some of my colleagues. I just hired a young lady, for example, a few months ago. She moved here from Arkansas. I think she may have been with us for about two pay periods. She was in student status. Now she's permanent status. So she was here for a few weeks or a few months, and then with the shutdown. So it's individuals like her and others that are in much more, you know, vulnerable circumstances that, and I've been in touch with her, and she's doing the best that she can, but it's incredibly unfair to individuals like that. And there's, you know, tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of federal workers in similar circumstances.
All right. Mayor Winfield, good luck with Oro Valley. So the next big challenge is what for you and your colleagues?
You know, there's a variety of different challenges on our agenda. We're looking at the potential annexation of 888 acres to the west of us, referred to as Tangerine North and South. So that's an important project that we are involved with. Of course, you mentioned the community center golf course. That's front and center. And then we're going to be giving a more attention to economic development. We have some vacant retail in Oral Valley that we'd like to try to address.
Okay.
So those are some of the issues that we're focusing on.
All right,
Mayor, and others.
Okay, Mayor Winfield, out of time, but thank you very much for being with us. I appreciate
all right,
it very
Bill.
Much. Good luck.
You bet. Thank you.
Good luck to you, certainly. All right, it's AM 1030, Tucson's voice for trusted local news and talk. My name is Bill Buckmaster, and our great sponsor, Mona's Danish Bakery, home of the Danish Kringle, located on the northeast corner of Swan and Sunrise. Why not go by right now if you're in that area? Have lunch, have a sandwich. The bread is always very fresh, and a wide variety of bread. Steve and his team of bakers, not just the breads, the Danish Kringle. I love those chocolate chip cookies that they do. And the brownies are fantastic as well. Go to monasdanishbakery.com. Also, you can go to buckmastershow.com. There's a link there to Mona's and all of our great partners. Shelley Fishman, our certified financial planner, is with me in studio, and he just gave me a big thumbs down. So wouldn't you know it? It's Shelley's day, it's Tuesday, and the market's down. Hey, what else is new? We'll be right back on Buckmaster. Family-owned Jam Culinary Concepts and its family of restaurants has you covered for your special event. Jam caters anytime, anywhere, any size group, and any type of cuisine. Vero Amore, authentic Neapolitan pizza, and Noble Hops. Craft beer and fine fare are synonymous with quality. Call 954-1468 or log on to jamculinaryconcepts.com. The Regional Transportation Authority has a 35-member Citizens Advisory Committee working to identify transportation priorities for the region and will be seeking public input on those priorities before too long. These priorities will help guide development of an RTA continuation plan. The current RTA plan and half-cent excise tax will continue through June 2026. To learn more, please visit rtamobility.com. For the first time ever, explore the Biosphere 2 Ocean and Beach and see up close how we're using the world's largest indoor living ocean for research on the future of coral reefs and rising ocean temperatures. During this privately guided tour, you'll learn why our world's oceans are so important, why they're being impacted, and how the Biosphere 2 Research Center is addressing the global challenges of food, water, energy, and health. The University of Arizona Biosphere 2 tours daily, biosphere2.org. This is Bill Buckmaster. I'm passionate about travel, visiting over 100 countries in all 50 states. And when I'm ready to take off, I fly from Tucson International Airport. With 9 airlines flying nonstop to 22 destinations and easy one-stop connections, I can get virtually anywhere in the world. It's close by, convenient with competitive airfares, and there's no long drive coming back home after a long trip. Travel smart and fly Tucson. Check out flytucson.com.
Did you know that you can check out complete digital editions of popular magazines with your Pima County Public Library card? From Arizona Highways to Yoga Journal and everything in between, the library is your source for entertainment. Visit library.pima.gov and browse the e-library to start checking out your favorite magazines today. That's library.pima.gov.
Hi, I'm Ryan Hansen, and we are excited to announce that our annual travel showcase has a new location, new presentations, and exciting new offers. Sunday, February 24th from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Hilton El Conquistador, we'll have over 40 travel representatives offering a presentation and your chance to learn about where they go, who they are, and their exciting offers. I will also be presenting an unfiltered look at travel topics, so you do not want to miss the 2019 Travel Showcase from Bon Voyage.
This is Bill Buckmaster. Green Things has been the place for all things green for the Buckmaster household for many years. From 2-inch succulents to 10-foot tall palms and desert trees, Green Things has it all on 13 acres and 33 greenhouses full of plants, pottery, and gardening supplies. Visit Green Things at 3384 East River Road by the Rito River Walk and on the web at greenthingsaz.com.
Shelley Fishman, CFP, is a financial planner and investment advisor professional. The opinions voiced on this program segment are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your financial advisor or tax advisor prior to investing.
And what say we consult right now with our friend, certified financial planner Shelley Fishman, who is enjoying our brand new studio. This is Shelley's first visit to the studio, and actually last Tuesday was our last show in the linen closet. So so you're in the new studio. What do you think?
There's room in here to entertain an army for Thanksgiving. This is great.
There you go. It really is nice. We heard the mayor, the new mayor of Oro Valley, talking about his other job, his normal full-time job. Yes, he makes, I think he said, $12,000 as mayor of Oro Valley, but he's also a longtime employee with the Coronado National Forest, longtime federal employee. And he was giving the story about he had just hired somebody a week or two before the shutdown, and that person, obviously a young person who's struggling. And that's, I'm sure, that's being repeated thousands of times around the country.
Absolutely, Bill. Without getting into the politics of who's to blame and all of that, we certainly could get into that if you like. The thing that has me really concerned here is that as a financial planner, I know how important it is to begin early with the things that you need to do to ensure that you will have a retirement and we'll have the funds available to retire, in some semblance of a lifestyle that can approximate the lifestyle you had when you're working. Now, you know, that said, we know that things that affect your savings and your ability to accumulate money in the early years of that plan are much more affecting of the end outcome than stuff that happens at the end. So if you're in your 50s or early 60s and you know, you're missing a couple of paychecks, you know you're going to get it back, you probably have the wherewithal to not damage your retirement savings to a critical amount. But if you're in your 20s or 30s and you're essentially, you know, just starting to raise a family and you're trying to do the right things, the responsible things that will help you to put together the resources that will get you through retirement, then having to take money from those resources early on can cause a number of things. Number one, because it's early on, it has the power of compound interest. It has a very strong effect early on. But also, you can be forced to make decisions about your retirement savings and using those savings in the early years that has not only an effect of the dollars that you take out, but penalties associated with taking those monies before you're 59 and a half. And it's very hard to recover from that. So as a financial planner, I wonder about the long-term cumulative effects of, if this goes on very much longer, on how it's going to take a society that is already a majority ill-prepared for retirement and make it even worse.
living paycheck to paycheck. I don't know the exact figure, but I've seen stories that the average American pretty much has about one paycheck in reserve.
Yeah, there's a recent study that showed, and I'm quoting off the top of my head, and I should never do that, but that some large percentage of Americans, it was in the 60 to 70% range of American families, could not amount the resources to take care of a $400 or $500 unexpected debt. And $400 or $500 these days is nothing. I mean, that's, you know, the roof leaks, car needs a battery, something like that.
But then you've got the house payments.
Well, there's the effect on your credit rating of missing or being late.
Yes.
So many of these things that get reported to the credit bureaus are automatic. You know, a bank can say, well, I won't report it, but they get reported anyway. They automatically get reported as late, and a late payment on your mortgage or on a credit card can stick with you for a couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
So again, this thing cascades, it snowballs. And you know, one of the things that I was watching and it became just so clear to me, it's not just the 800,000 or so people who are directly affected, it's all the people they do business with and who are now also affected because they are not, you know, people aren't going out to lunch. They're not, you know, going and grabbing coffee at 10 in the morning. They're not buying the extra stuff that they need to buy.
The trickle down from this is really going to be amazing. It's huge. There are government contractors who aren't going to get paid.
And there's that.
Yes.
You know, we haven't even gone there.
There's all
of these government contractors who do not enjoy the benefits of when Congress says we will provide the pay in arrears, but these contractors who are being told, well, you can't work because we're
mm-hmm.
closed,
right.
There's none of that protection. So the contractors and all the people they do business with, including their suppliers, because contractors very often are buying goods and supplies that they are then using in their business, those people are not getting paid. So the government itself is estimating that for each month this goes on, it will have, they first estimated a 0.1% downward effect on GDP. They're now saying a 0.13% negative effect on GDP for every month this goes down. So this goes on. That, you know, on a base of, let's say, 2.5% or 3% GDP increase, that amount down is actually a fairly significant percentage of the growth that we were anticipating having in 2019. Now, you know, politically, I'm sure the Trump administration will simply blame the Democrats and say they caused the shutdown,
mm-hmm.
and therefore, when we underperform our growth estimates for 2019, it's their fault. Fact is, it doesn't matter whose fault it is.
Right.
A growth slowdown when you're only growing at 2.5% is a problem.
Who cares whose fault it is? I'll tell you, just open the darn government.
Absolutely, Bill. That's
the right
thing to do.
That's what I say. I tell you, this thing, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, we don't need any more stress in this
economy. This is the United States of America. I know. This is not the way America is supposed to operate. Open the government. I mean, it's crazy.
And then argue about the
rest.
Absolutely.
And the market today down, I think that might start to be, came back after the holiday, and perhaps Wall Street saying, well, we're in and out of the second month of the shutdown.
Well, sure. The you know, we had the best December in recent history. And now we're having the worst January. The worst December in recent
worst
history.
Worst December.
And now we were having the best January in recent history. We've got another week to go or so in January. And what the market is doing today, remember, what market investors are doing is taking a look at corporate profits and the forecast for corporate profits and economic growth and factoring that into their buy and sell decisions. But if you have significant downward ability on the part of our economy, two-thirds of which is consumer-driven, if that begins to be affected, then the medium-term outlook or corporate profitability is negatively affected. And I think that's what you're seeing here in this market turndown today.
All right, Shelley Fishman, always a pleasure. Thank you very much for being with us. People can find out more about you. Where? Where
well,
would be?
Well, by going to buckmastershow.com and then hitting the link to me, and you can hear all of these segments that we do, but also you can get in touch with me by going to my website via the URL that's on your website, and I answer those emails instantly.
Thank you very much, Shelley, and I hope you have a great week. Thanks for being with us. All right, we're going to take our mid-show break on AM 1030. Tucson's voice for trusted local news and talk. Coming up next, we're going to go back to the live line. Crystal Foster, one of the five members of the TUSD Governing Board, will hear what she has to say about the latest. Well, how's the new board getting along? That old, can't we all just get along? We'll see. We'll talk to Crystal Foster after this.
The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not necessarily those of Securities America or this station. Shelley Fishman, CFP, is a financial planner and investment advisor in private practice here in Tucson. Securities offered through Securities America, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Advisory services offered through PFG Advisors. Securities America and PFG Advisors are separate entities.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine in a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley. For the first time ever, explore the Biosphere 2 ocean and beach and see up close how we're using the world's largest indoor living ocean for research on the future of coral reefs and rising ocean temperatures. During this privately guided tour, you'll learn why our world's oceans are so important, why they're being impacted, and how the Biosphere 2 Research Center is addressing the global challenges of food, water, energy, and health. The University of Arizona Biosphere 2 tours daily, biosphere2.org.
Did you know that you can check out complete digital editions of popular magazines with your Pima County Public Library card? From Arizona Highways to Yoga Journal and everything in between, the library is your source for entertainment. Visit library.pima.gov and browse the e-library to start checking out your favorite magazines today. That's library.pima.gov.
The average person in the USA today takes over 12 prescription medicines each year, and if you are over age 65, it is more than 17 medicines. CredibleMeds.org is a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping inform you and your healthcare providers. Over 30,000 people die each year from reactions to their medicines. Don't be one of those numbers. Be informed and stay safe. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and take control of your healthcare by taking your medicines safely.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Today, more than ever, consumers want to work with a business they trust. Hi, this is Suzanne Miller with your Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona, reminding you that thousands of consumers go to tucson.bbb.org every week to inquire about trustworthy businesses. Is your business accredited with BBB? To find out more, call Celeste Angelini at 520-345-5837 or go to tucson.bbb.org and remember to always start with trust.
As a small business owner, I appreciate the services of a top-notch certified public accountant. That's why Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates is the CPA firm of the Buckmaster Show. Michael's a former Small Business Leader of the Year in Tucson. He'll professionally handle all of your accounting needs and tax preparation services. Flowers, Rieger & Associates, 6125 East Grant Road, and on the web, flowersrieger.com. Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show. That sound is Chicago, only the beginning. And we'd like to think that's the case here in our brand new studios at the KVOI Broadcast Center. There you go. Bob Dio on the other side of the glass looking around in his beautiful control room. It is AM 1030, Tucson's voice for trusted local news and talk. And I also want to do a big shout-out to Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico. It's only a three-hour drive to a great part of the Southwest United States. Visit southwestnewmexico.org. There you find the complete listing of the many great places to stay and all sorts of recreation opportunities in Silver City and Grant County, including hiking in the Gila National Wilderness. So a lot to do over there. Let's welcome now on the live line one of the five members of the Tucson Unified School District Governing Board. Crystal Foster is with us on the live line. Crystal, how is your new year going so far?
Oh, happy new year, Bill. It's going well. We come back to town. I was out of town with family and pick up right where we left off.
What do you think of this new makeup of the board? I know you were not pleased that Dr. Mark Stegeman will be the new board president. You had voted against, you and Adelita Grijalva voting against Dr. Stegeman. What do you think of this new makeup?
Well, we'll see. I think that was a surprise for all of us. I know I congratulate Ms. Counts on her win, and after she, I mean, I stayed out of that whole election on purpose. I supported Ms. Grijalva, of course, but the other seat I really stayed out of because I wanted to be able to work with whoever won. And we spent a day at the new school board orientation together and talked all about, you know, our first important decision is the board presidency and board clerk. And then that was a surprise for many of us, what happened at that initial meeting. And so I admire her goal and her need to bring us together, to work together. But I think we do that through our votes with the agenda items that we have to move our district forward. So I've worked with Dr. Stegeman as a president before, and so I was looking forward to different leadership.
How do you get along with Mark right now?
I think our focus on the work, with what's important to move our district forward, we work at our meetings together and through those votes and through those conversations. So I don't work with him outside of our meetings.
Layla Counts was with us last week talking about she's really looking for harmony, Crystal, on this board. Is it possible that you're going to have everybody on the same page?
You know, the thing, it is absolutely possible if we focus on the work. I think what we really need to do is to come together and support our superintendent. That's what I saw was lacking, because there are many times that our superintendent brought agenda items forward and they were turned down, or other times board members had agenda items that were placed for a vote and the superintendent encouraged us not, but he wasn't in favor of those, and they went ahead and voted for them anyway. And so I think if we can stand behind the person that we hired to run the district, and of course hold him accountable for the data and for the direction, but really show that we can unite around that work. We can unite around the work to improve our district through our votes for those important items.
Superintendent Gabriel Trujillo, Dr. Trujillo, will be my guest in studio here tomorrow, Crystal. We'll be talking about his plan to so-called Stop the Bleeding of Students Leaving the District, and he'll be talking about his twofold approach. The Arizona Daily Star on Sunday had a report about they figured that the district lost around 6,100 students on average every year during the last 4 years. Does that number seem high to you? Oh, we just dropped the... Did we lose?
I'm back.
Oh,
I'm
you're back.
I apologize about that.
Okay.
You were saying Dr. Trujillo will be on your show tomorrow?
Yeah, let me recap what's going on. We have Dr. Trujillo back with us tomorrow to talk about so-called stopping the bleeding of students leaving the district. He'll be talking with our listeners, Crystal, about his twofold approach. That Arizona Daily Star piece on Sunday said the district had lost over 6,000 students on average every year during the 4 years prior. Does that number seem high to you?
I don't know if that's an accurate number. I'm looking at a chart right now that was presented at one of our board meetings. And from 2013 to 2016, we really were moving. We were moving in the right direction. When I started on the board, I mean, we were looking at 1.8% decrease. And then at the 2016, 3 years later, we were only up 0.6% decrease. And then we know we had a big change of leadership. And it's not just the leadership of the superintendent that matters, but whenever we lose a superintendent, we lose many positions of leadership. Many directors choose to leave as well. And so it kind of stops the work. And so I think if I look at what we were recovering students. Students were coming back. And I hope we can kind of study what were we doing at that point between 2013 and 2017 when we were making those important gains in our enrollment. So we don't have another big loss because we did have a 2.2% loss last year. And so we were moving in the right direction, and we know what happens with elections, and then we had change in leadership. And I think it's an important lesson for all of us that when that leadership changes, it really changes a lot of work that we're doing. And we know that work was working to meet that goal of enrollment.
Well, it certainly is the top priority, isn't it?
Oh, for sure. Absolutely. Right.
There was a piece today in the Star about several Tucson area schools boosting the state-issued grades after appealing. Were any of the TUSD schools appealing, and were they successful?
I know Santa Rita was able to move their F grade to a D grade, and I congratulate them on that. And some of are not, and it's very difficult because it's not like it's not an appeal to review our cut scores, right? It's really an appeal to look at, were there other circumstances that weren't factored into the formula? And, you know, that's not every school had that, and so we weren't able to appeal as many as we wanted. But we have to remember that A through F grading system is really, you know, there's a specific amount of schools that are allowed, for a better word, to be an A, and so many that are allowed to be a B or a C. And so it's a really artificial system, I believe, to measure the growth that we're doing, that some of our schools are doing. So I congratulate Santa Rita and their staff for that appeal, because of course we always want to have a D rather than an F, and we have plans there to move even higher.
You
working
are
working with CTE, working with JTED and Pima, and of course bringing that enrollment back. So they're big plans for Santa Rita, and I think this appeal and winning this appeal is part of that.
You are a teacher, correct?
Yes.
How long have you been a teacher?
Oh, you know what? I just was been asked that question a lot, and it happens to be this is my 25th year as an educator.
Wow.
Wow, that went fast.
Let me ask you something, Crystal Foster. If you had to do it again, if you were just graduating from school right now, would you still be wanting to get into this profession?
You know, that's a really good question. I haven't been asked that. I think as an idealistic 20-year-old, yes, Absolutely, because the need to change our world and appreciating and knowing that that happens through education, the role that education plays in changing our society and improving the lives of people, yes, I would do that. I think it's when you're in it for so many years and you see what happens to your own life and your salary and your ability to move yourself up, that it is difficult. It is really difficult. So, and really, if we think about it, the economic reality of being an educator allows only certain people, you know, who already are financially set, who can afford to be a teacher. And that's very sad because we know it takes teachers that look like our students, who come from our students' community and culture, to reach the students of greatest need, that have the greatest need. And so there's a lot of repercussions to the economic reality of educators.
Are you talking to teachers in TUSD? Does the morale seem to be a little better this school year?
Oh, I think...
Realistically.
I don't know if we've made that. I know that they're happy that Dr. Trujillo is still with us. That consistency of leadership is important. That's what scares me about the contention on the board is, I mean, we have to remember that, you know, a superintendent decides to work for us as much as we decide to have a superintendent. And so when we have that kind of turmoil, I mean, it doesn't lend itself to keeping leadership. So that scares me, right? This is superintendent search season, and I sure hope that Dr. Trujillo chooses to stay with us, but we can make it difficult for leaders. And I know that having Dr. Trujillo in place for 2 years right now, 2.5 years, that matters to the morale of our district.
Well, I'll ask him about how he's doing tomorrow and see whether he's looking for another job. But hopefully,
and I hope he'll be able to be in studio
with you
in your new studio.
Yeah, he will be.
That lucky.
Yeah, well, the next time.
Next time.
Thank you. Crystal Foster, always a pleasure. Thank you very much.
Thanks for having me, Bill. Have a good afternoon.
Thanks a lot. Crystal Foster, TUSD governing board member. Want to tell you about Green Things, one of our great sponsors. Green Things at 3384 East River Road by the Rito River, just west of the Brandy Fenton Park. It's not just about their wonderful nursery products and all their great plants. It's now about Zocalo as well. All the great merchandise from Mexico and Latin America, just great material there. At Zocalo Village, 5 shops within the Green Things, within their 13 acres, so you get all the great merchandise for the garden and for your home. Coming up next on AM 1030, Tucson's voice for trusted local news. Coming up next on Buckmaster, our Fox Tucson Theater Arts Report with Dan Gibson. That's next. Vero Amore is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com. The Regional Transportation Authority's 20-year transportation plan is funded through June 2026 by a special taxing district, which is a state-established political subdivision within Pima County. The RTA plan and half-cent excise tax were voter-approved in May 2006, and the tax is collected within the district. More about RTA Citizens Advisory Committee's efforts to develop an RTA continuation plan at rtamobility.com. This is Bill Buckmaster. I love travel and flying from Tucson International Airport. And when you fly Tucson, you're standing up for Tucson. When more people fly Tucson, airlines respond with more flights. And with more flights, more travelers can get here to conduct important business. It's a win for the region, and it's a win for you in time saved and money saved not traveling to an airport 2 hours away. Travel smart and fly Tucson. Check out flytucson.com.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
This is Moa Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing.
And this is Bill Buckmaster. For several decades now, Moe has been my go-to expert for all my framing needs and bathroom mirrors. I trust Moe for service, professionalism, and top-of-the-line quality.
Thanks, Bill. Give us a call at 795-8226 and stop by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing on the southwest corner of Fort Lowell and Dodge, right next to Copenhagen, and on the web at moesgallery.com.
Cushman & Wakefield PICOR is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield PICOR offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at PICOR.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's PICOR.com. Call us at 748-7100.
Welcome back. It is Buckmaster on AM 1030, Tucson's voice for trusted local news and talk. This week's arts report on Buckmaster, sponsored by Fox Tucson Theater, presenting legends. And I mean, these people are big time legends. Herb Alpert and Lanny Hall. I saw Lanny Hall back in the 60s. When she was with Brazil 66, Sergio Mendes in Brazil 66, I can still hear her doing that song, Fool on the Hill. What a great performer. And of course, Herb Alpert's a legend. They're going to be at the Fox on January 27th with their band, performing an eclectic mix of American standards, Brazilian jazz, little bit of Beatles. I mentioned, I wonder if they'll do that Fool on the Hill. I hope so. Classic hits from Tijuana Brass and Brazil 66. Then on January 31st, enjoy the best in swing and jazz when the Fox welcomes Big Bad Voodoo Daddy is coming to the Fox. Great seats are available to see Herb Alpert and Lanny Hall Sunday, January 27th. Big Daddy, Big Bad Voodoo Daddy on January 31st. To visit the full schedule of live performances and classic films. By the way, don't forget Valentine's Day is February 14th. More information and to purchase tickets at foxtucson.com. Let's check in now on the live line. Dan Gibson of Visit Tucson is with us. Dan, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Doing well.
Sounds so different in that studio.
Well, I do. I'm practically eating this new mic, but that's what we were told to do. It's one of these beautiful Neumann made in Germany mics, and you got to be right on top of it, which I don't mind doing because I hear myself then in the headsets and it sounds good to me. So I'm as they say in the business, I'm eating this mic. But hopefully you'll be down here very soon to see the new studio.
Oh, I'm sure. There's some reason. I feel like I spend a lot of time now.
Yeah, and I've already booked you looking ahead to May. Before you know it, it'll be time for one of my three vacations a year. And you know I do the big trip in May. And we've got you booked to do kind of a revisiting of the Tucson film and television industry. And there's been some excitement there, hasn't there?
Oh, for sure. The there's been quite a bit going on. Ridiculously lately, the Slobby Robbie show, or Robbie's World, on Netflix, a show which, bizarrely enough, I pitched at a reality show conference. It's now on Netflix, having great traction. People may not know Slobby Robbie. He owns Generation Cool on 4th Avenue, but it's sort of a hipster Pawn Star show.
Wow.
Available now on Netflix. People are eating it up. It's been hot.
Well, that's very cool. What's going on in the arts right now that you would like to share with our listeners?
Oh, so much, Bill. It's not too far off to mark your calendar, but this year's Tucson Poetry Festival is happening October 18th through 25th of 2019. They will be kicking it off with an announcement of their Tucson Poetry Festival theme and their lineup. This is tomorrow night at the Owls Club in the heart of downtown at 236 South Scott. They'll be having a wide variety of poets from Tucson doing readings, things like that. It'll, you know, it's a suggested donation thing, $5 to $15. Get yourself a drink. They make excellent cocktails at Owls Club. Hear some poetry. Enhance your life. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, really fill things out. Poetry fills the soul, I would say. It's, but, you know,
well, I would agree with that. And
yeah,
what's the club where the announcement will be?
The Owls Club? You might remember it as the former funeral home on Scott. But
oh,
yeah,
yes.
Now it is a cocktail bar. And venue as well.
Okay. What else?
Also, if you haven't been up to DeGrazia Gallery in the Sun in recent months or years, amazingly beautiful place. The locale is incredible. Just a lot to see up there at the high end of Swan. But they have a new exhibit opening on Friday, February 1st. They're having a reception from 5 to 7 p.m. The gallery is free during that time. They have light refreshments. This time, Desert Blooms, a selection of 1950s watercolor by Ted DeGrazia.
Ooh, I like
colorful
that.
Colorful and playful paintings of cactus flower and desert critters.
Ooh, that's from the archives. I like that early period of Ted DeGrazia, the 50s and 60s. So I didn't even know he was into the watercolors and all of that. So they went into the archives, obviously. That sounds like a fun show.
Yeah, it's running from February 1st through September 4th, but if you want to check it out at the opening reception, that's Friday, February 1st, 5 to 7 p.m. Find out more information. You can give the gallery a send a call. They won't mind. It'll be fine. YWCA on North Bonita has receptions and their own gallery as well. They're having a show called Love and Light, A New Journey. It's the works of Gavin Hugh Troy. He lives and works in downtown Tucson. It's a narrative of self-discovery, the transcendence of the individual, finding inner joy and peace. I think all of us perhaps could use a little bit more inner joy and peace. Why not? You can learn something from this show. Maybe work through some feelings. His paintings feature boats, travelers, serene colors, points of light, things like that. That exhibition runs from January 20th through April 1st, but their opening reception, you'll have to pick one or the other, the gallery, the center of this. It's also Friday, February 1st from 5 to 7 p.m., and that is at their Francis McKellen Community Center on 525 North Bonita Avenue, but also absolutely free.
Hey, Dan Gibson, the GEM show is beginning soon, right?
It is. The Dan Gibson media experience of talking on television stations about the GEM show has
right.
begun as well.
Yeah. So
yeah, I'm ready for it.
It seems every year it gets, I don't know, it's... the length of the show. At one time, the show was like one weekend or something, basically at the convention center. But now it's like 3 weeks or something.
Yeah, the main thrust of it's the 2 weeks running. You know, the first 2 weeks of February this year, a little bit later than general, but bigger. It's one of the biggest overall events since the mid 2000s.
Mm-hmm.
48 shows this year.
Wow.
By our count. More of them open to the public than ever before, which is nice. About two-thirds of the shows are open to the general public, which is a nice expansion for Tucsonans as well. And then, you know, we're just bigger and better than ever. There's a few more hotels that are open now to invite more guests, more, you know, the Airbnb market has opened up for that. So there'll be more and more. The numbers of they're already promising for the GEM show. So while people may Tucsonans may be a little irritated by the traffic, remember you're looking at it in 2014 with a smaller GEM show. It was $120 million of economic impact. So
there you go.
It is free money for Tucson.
What do you know about Big Bad Voodoo Daddy?
Oh geez, swing revival of the. they were in Swingers, which is the movie, not the lifestyle choice, but the they were in prominently in that. You and Me and the Bottle makes three tonight, big hit for them. But yeah, they're back. Who doesn't enjoy a little bit of, like, you know, West Coast swing, right? Get out there and flip your partner and all that stuff. You know, get the big poofy dresses. You know, get dressed up nice, but make a full evening of it.
It will be fun.
I will tell you, do you have a sec? I have a very, I would say people should mark their calendar for Chicks with Hits at the Fox Theater, April 29th. If you love country music, Terry Clark's Pam Tillis and Susie Bogus, all on one bill.
Very cool. Dan Gibson, always a pleasure. We'll look forward to seeing you here in studio at the 1030 Broadcast Center. How's that?
I look forward to it.
Thanks, Dan. Have a great one. Thanks a lot. All right. The Buckmaster Show Arts Report presented by our friends at Fox Tucson Theater. Great seats are still available to see both Herb Alpert and Lanny Hall Sunday, January the 27th. Big Bad Voodoo Daddy on January 31st. Please visit the Fox website to view the full schedule of live performances and classic films. Don't forget Valentine's Day. How could you forget Valentine's Day? St. Valentine's Day, February 14th. For more information, to purchase tickets and to give your Valentine, sweetie, the gift of live entertainment, visit foxtucson.com. That's going to do it for Buckmaster. Waiting in the wings, I can actually see him with our new glass-enclosed studio. He is Steve Rivera. Eye on the Ball. It's coming up next with his friend Bob Dio adding a lot of, what do they call it, sports gibberish? Something like that. I'm Buckmaster. Have a great afternoon and evening.